life, fashion, and pop culture. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I'm the host of Tea Talks. Take a sip of your tea. How good is your tea?
My tea is swell-tastic.
Good.
Is swell-tastic a word?
I don't know. We'll make it a word. Okay, everyone. Today in the studio for Tea Talks, I have singer, actor, social media-er, beautiful personer, Drew Patrick.
What's up, guys? It's a pleasure to be on Tea Talks with Heather Hopkins.
Yes, it is. I'm really so happy creepy. You're finally able to do an episode.
I'm so happy that I made it over here.
Yes, into the city of West Hollywood, into the parking nightmare.
Yeah.
But you found a parking spot right in front of my house.
I found a parking spot.
That's impressive.
In front of our house. I was like, I think I'm here.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to trade spots tonight because I'm 12 blocks away currently.
You're fine.
Yeah. I'm having a brain fart day. Where I just, like, keep forgetting what I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Do you ever have those?
Yeah, all the time.
I don't know what's happening. It's kind of stressing me out because I feel like the pressure of keeping this episode going, and I'm brain farting out.
Well, this is 20 minutes, so try to get your stuff together.
Okay, now that's my jam. That's the segment that we have now. So, Drew, what's your jam right now?
My jam right now is meatless tacos. I just recently...
Oh, my. Is that, like, so... Wait, you're vegan now.
Vegan pescatarian.
Okay.
So I eat everything vegan for the most part until...
Unless,
sushi and, like, fish.
I
love
fish. A lot of vegans accept that because it's, like... Fish don't have brains, really. I just had a really weird deja vu. You know when that happens?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had that. It was weird.
I was
looking at you and a mic was between us. Whoa, that was weird.
Maybe you just
deja vus freak me out. I don't know. I know. So weird. Okay. So you like meatless tacos.
Meatless tacos because, there's this really great place in Studio City. It's called The Village. Like you should definitely try it out. But they have the best meatless tacos I've ever had.
Wow.
Yeah. Like so good.
You want to hear my jam right now?
What's your jam?
Cozy robes. Everyone should own a good robe. Do you own a good robe?
I do own a good robe.
And it's do you wear it like cozy, all the time?
But yeah, no, I do. It's by Ralph Lauren, I think. And it's like striped and long and white and beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
So you just
feel like a king in your robe.
Oh yeah.
See, I have like a really like... I mean, it's from a thrift store. Like, my robe is not nice, but I love my cozy robe. It's cozy, and I wear it, like, every day, multiple times a day.
See, I don't like to wear clothes. I don't like wearing pants.
That's why I put the robe on.
Exactly.
Nothing is under the robe. It's just me and my robe.
I'll walk out of the shower and just, like, hang out in my room on my bed watching movies in my robe.
In your robe. Oh, my God.
That's such a good, what's it called? Your jam?
It's my jam. That's my jam right now.
That's your jam.
That's my jam.
This tea is so good. What is this?
It's lavender creme brulee.
Ooh.
It's from the Wild Spirit subscription box. Have you heard of that?
I have not, but I want to know more about it.
It has a bunch of like goods from different companies that like the people, like you literally find out who made your little earrings. Like it says like a little note from Susan.
That's
and then like
so
this
cute.
Tea had a little note from whoever the little lady who made it.
Oh
Isn't that cute?
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
So you get like a box of like stuff from the earth.
I want
Doesn't that
boxes
sound fun?
Of stuff from the earth.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I know. It's a good box.
Ooh,
Wild Spirit, yo.
It's so good.
So I have some... Okay, I was super, like, I've been in this mood to just make my podcast, like, really chill lately. Like, usually I have all these crazy stuff planned and, like, have all these kooky ideas.
I'm a chill person, so I'm kind of
I know.
About it.
But, yeah. So basically I Googled today, this morning, fun questions.
Google. She hasn't seen me in a couple months, guys, and she's like, fun questions. Let's think about all the fun things I can ask Drew about because it's not... Yeah, I can't be creative.
I know. That's kind of
That sounded almost really
That's what I was feeling.
I'm sorry.
But I was just feeling just like... I've been feeling really lazy lately, you know?
Yeah.
No? I don't really ever feel lazy, but lately I felt very
Maybe
lazy.
Maybe it's just because you've been a working superstar recently.
I have been working a lot recently, and I have had the last 3 days of just pure...
Nothingness.
Yeah, and it's... Actually, it's not even true, but like it just feels like, I don't know, I just haven't been as busy as usual. And so I've just been like, I just don't want to move. I haven't grocery shopped in a week just because I just feel like not grocery shopping.
Wow. What a rebel.
I know.
Boom.
You know what I was about to say my jam was? I was about to say my jam was church. Isn't that? But then I was like, I can't say that. That's like a little. You're going to make fun of me if I say that.
Bob texted me.
Oh, Bob texted you. Bob texted. All right, well, let him know he has advice coming his way. Okay. No. Okay, if you could change your name, what would your new name be, and why would you choose that name?
I've always really, really loved the name Liam.
Like, oh, that's a sexy name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never used that word. What?
Do you think I could pull off a Liam?
Definitely, definitely.
I know I want to name my son Liam Oliver. Like, that's my first son.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let anyone steal that. I know. That is good.
Liam Oliver Patrick.
Liam Oliver. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Wait, that's amazing.
Right?
Yes.
Therefore, yes. Like, hey.
I approve.
Hey, Bob, if we ever get married.
Okay. We've been on how many dates? We've got to simmer. Simmer. But you are soulmates.
We are soulmates. And I think he acknowledges that, too. And that's why it's crazy. Wait, does it make me a terrible person? What? I'm sorry for keep like
No.
Does it make me a terrible person for exploring this?
No. You have to. You have to.
Even though he
you have to explore it, period. Because it's there. The chemistry is undeniable.
You're right. It's undeniable.
All right, what's a body part that you wouldn't mind losing? I'll tell you mine. It's my right hand's ring finger. I don't know what this finger is called, but it's cockeyed. Do you see it? Do you see it?
Interesting.
Do you see how cockeyed it is? Uh-huh. That's my. I wouldn't mind losing that one.
Maybe one of my pinky toes, just because I hate feet. So
you hate feet?
I hate feet, but I feel like the pinky toe just kind of like it just hangs like. There. Yeah, it's just.
Do you ever just like look at your toes and you're like, oh my gosh, why are these like,
they're like, you know? Mini fingers.
You look at your hands and you're like, why do we have these little phalanges? Sorry, that was my
anthropology.
What's the most useless talent you have? I'll tell you mine.
What's yours?
Mine's that I can do the Stitch voice.
I have another one.
I have another one. Okay. I'm really good at picking out bread at the grocery store. I have like a really good sniffer for bread.
Interesting.
Like if you ever need a good bread choice, just let me go into the aisle. And I can find you the best bread you've ever had.
A useless talent. Yeah. I think my useless talent might be, I can recite every word of the first Harry Potter movie.
Wow, that's actually a talent. You know what? I've never seen Harry Potter.
We've been over this before.
Yeah, probably.
I've been really mad about it.
I know. What's something that's really popular now, but in 5 years, everyone will look back and be embarrassed by? I got mine. Those yellowy fashion glasses. Do you have some?
No.
Okay, good.
Do you?
No. Why would I say that if I do? No. I do not like those.
You know what Bob has often said to me?
What?
Is that he wants that to be social media. Is that mm-hmm. he thinks that
look back and be embarrassed.
Yeah, but I feel like social media is taking over so much that it's like.
It's going to be like air media.
Air media.
Like, you're going to like look up and it's just going to be like Instagram in the air. I just see what something like that,
somebody
you know?
Watch it happen.
Yeah, like, we're not going to have phones anymore. Like, we're just going to look up. If we want to check our social media, it's just going to be, like, in our brain. Like, it will know.
Here we go, guys. This is proof that Heather Hopkins mm-hmm. thought of air media mm-hmm. first.
Air media, y'all. What would the world... Wait. Oh, what is the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn?
Most embarrassing thing I've ever worn? So there's a photo of me when I was, like... 8 years old at my sister's baptism or something like that, and my baptism actually. I think it was when I was baptized too. But they had a playroom at the church in northern Wisconsin, and there's a photograph of me wearing a fairy princess dress with a crown, the wings, the wand, and the high heels.
Yes, I went always off. Been the princess.
It was fabulous. Like I look back at that now, and I'm like, yes. But like now I. Like, I'm pretty sure back then everybody was taking pictures and sending them to their mom and saying, or their dads and making fun of me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Work your weird. Work your weird.
Not that it's weird. If you want to do that, you do that.
Exactly.
And every other little kid out there, if you want to do that.
Oh, you don't want to know what I wanted to do, what my answer to this question is.
What is your answer to this question?
So basically, when I was like all growing up, I couldn't wait for the day to like finally be able to actually wear heels. Like, be like acceptable to wear heels. So I would just wear my mom's heels everywhere. Hmm. Even at like a young age, I was really into wearing heels. And so I remember we lived next to a barn. And so I would go outside in my heels with a pooper scooper, a horse pooper scooper, and I'd wear heels and I would try to like let people scoop their poop in their stalls in my heels. Oh. So I looked like a fool. Like I was just like a 10-year-old wearing stiletto heels with a pooper scooper asking, "Hey, can I scoop your poop in your stall?"
That's such a character.
I know. And I was a character. I know. I was like super into like scooping people's. I don't know why I was.
But... Interesting.
Yep. That was me. I would also like go like crawfishing with my heels on and like sit on the edge of the creek and like.
Crawfishing. I love crawfishing.
I know. That was me. It was a good time. Childhood. I know. Childhood.
I thought you were going to say that you're like, that it was like blue eyeshadow or something.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
That's a pretty basic stereotypical one.
Yeah, no, I'm sure I've done that.
The blue eyeshadow phase.
What would the world be like if it was filled with male and female copies of you?
Fantastic.
Oh my god, I was gonna say weird. With me.
Oh, but
you don't want a lot of female and male copies of me.
Oh no, I love. It's funny because I've often like thought that Heather is the female equivalent of me. So I feel like we are each other, but like just different sexes.
Yeah, I think it would just be a really weird world if what? Oh, we're just going over 20 minutes. They can handle a couple more minutes.
Cool.
Almost done. What was the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house? This is the last question.
The weirdest thing a guest has done at my house?
Yeah. Aren't these just weird questions you've never been asked?
Weird. Yeah.
Someone stole all my birthday presents.
Yeah. That's not weird. That's tragic.
I know. I was like, I'm just going to have a really chill birthday and just invite like my 30 closest friends. Literally have a pool party at my house, 30 closest friends. No one else was in there. And then all of my birthday presents were gone. I was like, Mom, did you take them? She's like, no. And I'm like, no one moved them. No. Mm-hmm. Someone took them.
Oh my God.
Isn't that sad?
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Which birthday was that?
17th.
Aw, poor little 17-year-old. I would have,
I'll never know. They left the cards too. They opened up the cards and threw the cards. And I was like, I didn't open these. I thought my mom did it. No.
Oh my God.
Someone just stole all my birthday presents.
I want to say like the weirdest thing that anybody's ever done at my house is like.
What? What?
That's not weird. That's outing somebody and that's not.
Okay, we won't do that.
Oh, but I will say this. Uh-huh. When I was 17, like my friends and I were drinking in my back house and this one guy who I was friends with got so drunk that he like took off all his clothes and like went to go skinny dipping in my pool outside, but then got out and just laid like face down, ass up. Like,
oh my gosh.
In my backyard. And I remember my mom walking outside, looking at him, looking at me, and being like, fix it.
Oh gosh.
I was like, okay.
Oh no. Okay, so for the challenge for the week, you have something, correct?
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Tell everyone. Drop some Drew knowledge.
So I recently went through a full-on self-analysis, right? And I looked at my Instagram and I like deleted everything. Not deleted, but archived a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I like looked at myself and was just like, I feel like I try way too hard for the benefit of other people, not really for myself.
And this so, makes me so happy right now.
Thank you. So I went through this whole transitional phase and I like, I've been blonde forever and I dyed my hair brown.
And it looks bomb.
Thank you so much. I really like it too.
I really like it.
And so like after doing that and just kind of like cleansing myself and like even distancing myself from people who are feeding me this toxic energy and like I was trying so hard to be friends with them when it wasn't really being reciprocated. Yeah. It felt very fake. My life felt very, very fake. Not because I was trying to be fake, but just because like I was trying to fit in with a very fake crowd.
Yeah.
And I still love all of those people, but at the same time, they weren't making me feel good about myself.
Yeah, they weren't bringing stuff to your life. Exactly. They weren't bringing you up and bettering your life.
Exactly. And so when I took the final, like, the steps of, like, fixing where I wanted, like, making sure that my perspective was real and, like, in order, I have new friends now. Like, people who I've known for forever and, like, just coming back into my life. And I met Bob. And, like, that was the most magical thing that's happened to me in forever. Yeah. So I just feel like my universe is kind of finally vibrating on one really good frequency. And so I'd say never change yourself for
the benefit of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I know as cliche as that might sound.
No, it's like, not. It's something everyone needs. Yeah. Thing. Yeah. 100%. Well, God, I don't even know if I could say mine because mine's so lame compared to that.
We'll do it.
It's, I literally wrote down drink hot cocoa and go on an afternoon stroll.
That sounds so lovely.
Okay, growing up, we would always like go on family walks after dinner.
We do that too.
So like everyone just like brew a cup of, I don't know if you brew it, but make a cup of hot cocoa. Uh-huh. And just take a little stroll around the hood.
That's cute. Do you walk your dogs while you do it?
My fake dogs.
Your fake dogs?
Yeah, I pretend.
Imaginary dogs.
Yeah. People probably think I'm weird because I definitely go on strolls with myself. And that's something you usually do with a dog. Like, that's, like, an acceptable excuse of why you're doing that. And then it's just, like, me. It's just me. So, yeah. Be yourself and go on an afternoon stroll, y'all.
Yeah. Once you feel self-fulfilled.
Then just go take on that stroll.
With your hot cocoa.
And confidently walk without your dog.
Strut.
With your hot strut the
or
whole
you,
way.
Or you can take your dog. Dogs are cute. I like dogs.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a dog, I'm jealous. But also take that dog on the
take your dog on the walk.
All right, everyone. That's all I got with Drew. But we'll have you back, okay?
Absolutely.
Please. Okay, okay. Thanks, everyone. I'm Heather Hopkins, and that's another week of Tea Talks. Make today awesome.
Yay.